me asking, what's the halach with respect to clapping on Shabbos, dancing on Shabbos? Seems like he learned that you're not supposed to, yet he sees everyone does it. What exactly is the lay of the land? Are you allowed to clap on Shabbos, not clap on Shabbos? So this is an open Mishnah. Mishnah Masechas Beitza Daf Lamed Vav tells us that ain mesapkin, you're not allowed to clap hands, ain merakin, you're not allowed to knee slap, ain metapkin. Metapkin is actually clapping hands. Mesapkin is knee slap. Merakdin is now dance on Shabbos. Open and shut Mishnah. You're not allowed to dance, clap, or knee slap on Shabbos to a rhythmic musical instruments, or even in a rhythmic way. And the Gemara tells us why. Because Shemi Takan Klishir. Because in the context of this phenomena, you might there might be music, there might be instruments, they might break, you might fix them, and therefore they made a gzera not to go ahead and engage in clapping rhythmically on Shabbos. There's a very well-known Tosis on Daf Lamed in Masechas Beitza, very, very big Chiddush, and Tosis says that, well, today, Bizman Hazeh, we're not really familiar with how to fix musical instruments. That's not something we do generally. We send it to the shop, and therefore the gzeira, not of playing music on Shabbos, that's still usur, but the gzeira of clapping no longer applies because we don't have this expertise in fixing musical instruments. That's the Chiddush, the Baliyat Toslos. And the Beis Yosef in Simin Shin Lamed Tes rejects this. He says, from where do we find it? Just because the reason doesn't apply, the gzeira doesn't apply, even if the reason no longer applies, the gzeira is still intact. And if you take a look at Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Lamed Tes, Halacha Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. Clapping, knee slapping, banging rhythmically, all of this is also because of Shema Yitakin Klishir. The Ramah comes along and says as follows. Hodim is sapkin maratkin ha'idna. Today we find people do this. They dance, they clap, etc. And we don't go ahead and shut them down. We don't give them musa. We don't rebuke them for this practice. Why not? So he says, Mishum demutav shushog ma'yume zidin. If you gave a musa, you told them not to clap. What's the problem? What's the big deal? They're going to keep on doing it. Better they should do this b'shogeg than do it b'mezid. So that sounds like it's still aser kwent ramah. One should not do this, but we don't give musa because they're not going to listen anyway. Then he says, v'yesh omrim, the bizman hazeh kol shari, everything's okay bizman hazeh, with respect to clapping, etc. De'ein ana b'kiyam b'asiyas klishir, we don't know how to fix musical instruments. V'leka l'migzah shem yitakin klishir. And therefore, there's no reason to make a gzera shem yitakin. He quotes the Bali Atosis. V'efshar, and maybe that's what upon which everyone's relying. Again, it sounds when you read the Ramah, it sounds like he's saying, really, the Shulchan Aruch, we should adopt a more machmir practice. But what's the world relying on when they do this? They're relying on the Bali Atosis and Yeshlem al Milismach. That's how the Ramah seems to present it. How does that, where does that leave us? We see so many people engaged in this activity. So there is a tshuva of the Minchas Elazar, the Munkacha Rebbe, and others follow this as well. They notice the following. We find at least one yuntif where everyone seems to dance. No one has any problem with dancing, with clapping. It seems like it's totally fine. Where do you find this? That's on Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, it's 100% mutter. That's already an early, early takana, where everyone danced with the Torah and no problem. Apparently, the Mishnah does not apply to an area of Kavod HaTorah, where there's Kavod HaTorah involved, we're dancing with the Torah, a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, there it doesn't apply. You'll notice we even put crowns on the Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Certainly Hashmoah's Klishir, to ring a bell on Shabbos, that's certainly also. How do we do so when it comes to the Sifrei Torah? So the Taz points out, that's Kavod HaTorah. For Kavod HaTorah, they didn't make the Gzeirah. So the Munkacha Rebbe says, well, if it's not just Kavod HaTorah, it's any kind of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, is incorporated in this heter. So, for example, if you had an Onik Shabbos, you're in shul, you're enhancing the davening with clapping, with dancing. So the Minchas Elazar says you had a tish. That's all part of this heter of Kavod HaTorah. Since it's Kavod HaTorah, it's any kind of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah makes this point as well. And the as does the Shmir Shabbos L'Chasav, it's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. There already there's more room to be makel. The Rav Avad Yosef quotes this tshuva of the Minchas Elazar and rejects it. He says, follows a Sephardic practice, and the Shulchan Aruch says it's also, that's the end of the story. However, there are different approaches. You'll notice some people will clap backhand with a shinui, that everyone agrees is okay. Some people will clap regular, and it's based on this idea that the heter of what we find Simchas Torah, which is universally accepted, so that's not just Kavod HaTorah, it is any in the context of any kind of Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and the Karlo Bach Minyanim, and tishes and everything else where people have the practice of clapping. So that's based on this idea that it's not just Kavod HaTorah, but it's also Simcha Shel Mitzvah, which again, I think for our generation is something that the need to engage in a more geshmak kind of davening and so forth, something we need and ought to be somech on in our context. Just applauding, after, let's say, you hear a speaker, you just want to clap your hands applauding, that's permissible. That's not a problem, because that's not a rhythmic kind of clapping. The whole clapping isser would have been in the context of some kind of rhythmic, musical kind of scenario. So if it's just applauding, that is permissible.